Welcome to the podcast version of Taproot TV, where weekly we share with you information for root cause analysis to analyze and fix the real root causes of problems at your company. Working together, we are all changing the way the world solves problems. So let's get straight to this week's episode.
Welcome to Taproot TV. I'm Michelle Wishon. By now, you may have heard about the Taproot 6 software. We talk about it quite often, and that's because it's quite frankly near and dear to our hearts. With the Taproot 6 software, users have the ability to employ the built-in application program interface, API. A few weeks ago, we were so excited to announce our newest partner, Qwerty, via a press release. And today, I'm so excited to have Sean Baudry from Qwerty joining me. Welcome, Sean.
Hey, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy you are here with me today. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. So I joined Qwerty about 8 months ago as one of our product marketing managers. So my responsibility is really to get the message out to organizations around the world on how Qwerty can help their organization manage their environmental health, safety, and quality issues within their business and push toward greater operational excellence. And prior to that, I spent nearly 20 years within different industries in occupational health and safety roles.
Wonderful. Can you give us a brief overview of Qwerty and the partnership?
Sure. So Qwerty, we've been in the environmental health, safety, and quality software space for about 30 years. So we've had the privilege of working with organizations around the globe, I think to the tune of about 1,200 customers in 70 countries. Wow. And really what we try to do is we try to assist those organizations to digitally transform their management systems to enable them to really get the most out of going and leveraging software to really get to resolve the problems that they have and really to arrive at where those organizations need to be profitable and successful.
Oh, that's great. Fits right in with us. Let's talk a little bit about what EHS professionals find challenging about investigations.
Yeah, that's a pretty loaded question, but there's a number of things that that I'll say from my experience of nearly 20 years in the business. I'll start with, you know, this idea that a lot of EHS professionals struggle with the sense that they don't feel, or investigations tend to be very superficial, right? And even if they don't, you know, intend to be that way initially, you get into this idea that the business might want to start leaping forward and resolving and getting into resolving issues without fully understanding what the reasons for that is. And I would say in my experience, in a lot of cases, it was because we were very bad. I would say organizations and just people in general are very bad at kind of controlling their own biases. So you tend to, it's very easy for professionals to jump to the conclusion that somebody did something wrong and what are we going to do about that person? And what I've tended to find in my career is more often than not, those errors that people perform that cause the problems that we deal with are generally not intentional. They don't mean to do it that way. They have the greatest intention of doing what's best for the organization and their colleagues. And yet something happens and obviously it has a result that we don't want. So anything that certainly organizations can do to try to remove that bias and really start getting people thinking not so much of, you know, what did the person not do that they should have been doing, but also what were some of the circumstances that made that person do or decide to do the things that they were doing? And, you know, does that indicate something with, you know, greater within our programs, our processes, our management systems that we need to address? And I think, you know, when I think about using tools like Taproot to really dive into, you know, trying to understand why things happen the way that they do, I think it really is going to provide a lot of value to organizations going forward and really trying to unravel what's going on and how they can improve it.
Absolutely. And that is, you know, that's part of human nature, bias. I mean, people do that all the time. And that is something that Taproot forces the users to not do. You know, we remove the bias. Let's not do that. You don't want to place blame on other people, right? So those are some very good points. I know that you will agree with me, Sean, that using Qwerty and the Taproot 6 software as a partner makes for a very powerful platform for any organization. The softwares work very nicely together. It's very seamless. And it's as if you're in one software, you know? I mean, when you're working, you are in two softwares, but while you're working through the software, it's just a nice even flow, and you just don't realize you're in two softwares. So I think it's a really nice
Michelle, I would absolutely agree. And I think one of the things that we had found, you know, and it's, again, one of those struggles that EHSQ professionals have is, you know, often organizations, and I've lived there, the previous company that I worked for was the same way, that we had one system that you had to use to report, you know, the things that were going on in your business, yet another that you needed to use for investigation purposes, and being able to, you know, having to jump between the two adds a lot of effort. You know, it's time consuming. It creates the potential for errors. So, yeah, I would absolutely agree. One of the things that I think is most exciting about the partnership is the fact that, you know, we can pull and share information between the two platforms, and really, you know, we're leveraging, you know, the exceptional systems and tools that Taproot has to really investigate what happened and really get to the root causes. And then I would say, you know, on our side, on the Cordy side, it's really trying to leverage our business analytics tools and our intelligence tools to really get that bigger perspective, right? Is, you know, what else is happening? Can we pull all of this great investigative data and root cause data that we get and paint a bigger picture, right? And what does that mean for the organization in terms of how we make decisions? How does it affect you know, how we set our priorities and allocate our resources? And I think those are extremely helpful for businesses going forward.
Absolutely. I am so happy you joined me today, Sean. We are so excited about this partnership and working with Cordy and all the users out there. We hope that all of you have enjoyed this discussion as much as Sean and I have enjoyed talking about it. If you have any questions, you can contact either one of us. You can contact me at info@taproot.com. Or you can contact Sean at Cordy.com. Very simple. Remember to give us a thumbs up, ring the bell, and subscribe to our page for more great discussions. We will be here again next week on Taproot TV.
We hope you enjoyed this week's episode. To view the video version of this episode, visit our YouTube channel or our Facebook page. Please visit us on our website at taproot.com for up-to-date information and blog articles designed to help you excel in your performance improvement program. And please sign up for our newsletter so you'll get the notifications of when new information is released, where we're teaching around the world and all things Taproot. We will see you next time on our podcast version of Taproot TV.